2023 is the greatest year ever to get into wholesaling real estate. Right now, if you are watching this video, there has not been a better time to get rich in wholesaling. If you are ready to get rich right now, if you believe this is the time for you to change your life, your family's financial destiny, and truly in your soul, this is going to be the best time ever. You truly believe you deserve to get rich. And, you know, we talk about, well, you know, getting rich isn't enough. Guys, money don't buy happiness. People say that, but it buys some very nice things, and it can buy you peace and happiness with your family and financial stability. And that's the point. If you're somebody who truly believes you deserve more in life, and if you want to go out here, I want to tell you, you can do this business for free. It'll cost no money at all, and it can completely change everything. You know, everyone talks about, you know, the risks of being an entrepreneur and risking everything and all these things. Yeah, most people do that, right? They put their life savings into this thing. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, they lose everything. Here's the thing about wholesaling real estate. I'm a very risk-averse person. I'm not the most risky guy out there. And the reason why I love wholesaling real estate so much is you can go all in on this business and you could spend zero money. Guess what happens if it doesn't work? You're out $0. But guess what happens if you win? You're in for millions of dollars. These are like buying free lottery tickets. It's crazy. And so if you're ready to get rich and change your life and spend zero money doing it, this is the video for you. We're just going to talk about exactly why 2023 is the greatest opportunity ever. There's one really important thing going on, especially recently of yesterday, that we want to talk about that is going to change the way you look at the wholesaling real estate operations and look at it and going crazy. What are we showing here? We got some big closings today. No, you picked this up yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
We got about 60K in, I don't know if people can see it. We got another $60,000 in deals. So you guys keep sending me wholesaling deals. But we got 60 grand right here of people just doing deals with us and doing amazing deals. So I just want to give a shout out to everyone on there. But I'm letting you know, these assignment fees are getting huge. The real estate wholesaling business is getting massive. And real estate is actually heating up right now. And so this is why we want to talk about this. And this is the reason why we're going live right now to talk, because wholesaling real estate is actually starting to heat up even more than ever. And we're going to talk about the reasons why and why you need to do it the right way. If you're doing it the way the gurus tell you to do it in wholesaling, you're actually going to get not big assignment fees. You're going to get like $1,000, $2,000 ones. But if you do it the way we talk about today, really the way that you kind of coined it in 2008 during the recession, flip it over to during times right now with high interest rates, this is going to be the year that's going to change everything, right?
Yeah, you have to understanding is there's a lot of people in the real estate industry that are suffering, and we're going to go through and show you how it works. But you have to understand wholesaling has always been extremely consistent. Why? Because people's problems don't give a crap about what's going on in the current economy. And in fact, it just compounds it and makes it usually worse. The number one reason people split up, get a divorce, it's always financial, and real estate's no different. Wholesaling does not take a break during a recession. If anything, you actually have more opportunities. It's the same thing in a good recession. So when you see realtors and mortgage brokers struggling right now, I'm just telling you, it does not work like that with wholesalers. People have problems. Problems do not take a break and take time off, and they only compound and get worse during hard economic times. So we have some challenges coming up. We're going to talk about them. But remember, there is no break for wholesaling. When realtors and brokers are struggling to get business, honestly, people's problems are what we fix. And people's problems are only getting worse.
That's it. And so this is what we're going to do to tell you. There's some amazing things that we want to show you today, exactly how to change your life in wholesaling, how to make 2023 the best year ever. And that's it. We just literally made a full, probably two realtor salaries in one day from an extra secret strategy I do want to tell you guys about. So deal one, I don't think people can see it, 10, and then deal two, 51. And the reason why I'm doing this is because this is the strategy that we're telling you guys how to use today, how to do it. And this is can we sell it for a $5,000 course? It's our secret, you know,
make it 10.
Get rich strategy, you know.
You guys got to stop buying courses from people who no longer wholesale anymore.
Should I spend that 61 grand on like a really nice watch and then you guys can then act like you actually want to listen to me? Like, is that what's going to happen? Should I get you a $60,000 Cuban link chain? Like, how much more do we have to give to you? You want to go to freewholesaling.com and watch millions of dollars of real estate wholesaling assignment fees of people that learned from us? Does that make you actually want to wake up and change your life? Like, what's going to actually wake you up? I can make you guys millions of dollars. We can make millions of dollars. When are you actually going to be the person that actually makes that change today? Today should be the day that you say, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of where I'm at right now. I want to change it. And guys, I'm not riling you up to go sell you something at the end of this thing. I'm riling you up to get you excited to change your life, not my life. You know, you buying a course, not going to change my life. Well, maybe send me some JV deals would be kind of nice, but you know, a little more stuff like that. But I'm just telling you guys, this is the time. And there are specific reasons why this is the best time ever that no guru is going to tell you, because they actually don't wholesale on a high level like us. And we're excited for it. So without further ado, let's get into it. Let's get excited. And before we get it going, guys, you already know I'm jacked up today because I know somebody's going to resonate with what we say and their life is going to change. So make sure you guys go here, hit that like button, smash that subscribe button, comment below your questions. And we are here to lead you to wholesaling real estate success. Get out of bed. Let's get it going.
Get the fuck out of bed, bitch. Go. Get up, get up. Get the guy. Go. Time to wake up, bitch, get up. Get up, get up, get up.
Snap. It is wholesaling real estate time. So as I'm talking about it, getting you guys excited, we've got Tyler right here. Tyler says, I'm at a Mexican restaurant sitting outside eating tacos with my laptop about to send over a $25,000 assignment fee. That's the dream. Tacos and cash. Like, that's what I'm doing, right?
Is it Cuatro de Mayo today or?
Yeah. Cuatro de Mayo, I guess. But I'm telling you guys, it's possible. You can be doing this right now. You know, I was, I remember doing a, this is kind of funny. When we went to Mexico, last time, we went marlin fishing, I was outside. We went fishing all day, came back to like $40,000 of like assignment deals. We were just looking over from the team while I'm eating tacos
in a hundred degree temperature.
And so like, it's possible, right? Like, and I know we're talking about the dream and all these, but like, if I hate to say, it sounds cliche, but like, if you just start, you're not going to get there in like, you know, 4 weeks. But if you just do the principle of getting better 1% every single day, so first year, 100K, 1% better every single day, triple that income, and just 1%, 1%, 1%, 1%, it's almost impossible for you not to become a millionaire over 10, 15, 20 years in wholesaling, right?
And we talk about, you know, you talk about the risk. I personally love wholesaling because I think it mitigates most of the financial risk. It's just the truth. If you do it truly the way we teach it and you do an assignment, a contract, but listen, there's risk in anything you do, your time, your effort. But like, think about this. I wasted 12 years of my life working for a company that never took care of me. And you want to talk about a risk. Guys, we're all going at the end of the day, we're not going to be here. We're only going to be on this earth like a blip.
It's true.
So your risk, what if you work for someone, you're never happy, you're never compensated, you don't get time with your family? You tell me that's riskier in doing what we do? You're absolutely nuts. I will argue you all day. The safe play and all that other stuff, it's not about not being responsible, but you can take risk that will catapult your family to beyond whatever you think. If you ever thought I was going to be sitting here doing this with my son, it's like, it's crazy.
It was kind of destined.
Yeah, but the reality is, our biggest teachers in our life, I'm just going to tell you the truth, are our parents. And the reality is your parents love you to death, but they're probably the worst financial teachers that you can ever do. They teach you to save, work hard, go to college. All three of these will break you. I promise you. It doesn't mean you don't be responsible. And if you're broke right now and you've got responsibilities, use wholesaling to dig yourself out of a hole. If you need to pay your rent, go make those cold calls and get it going. We all got to start somewhere. I've always told you it's a 2-year commitment. I will change the trajectory of your life if you give me 2 years in wholesaling, but you're actually gonna have to do the work. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be wildly uncomfortable, but back to the risk. You want to give a company 25, 30 years and they give you nothing in return, and you gave up all your time and you had a limited cap of what you could earn. That to me is the riskiest life you can ever take on. So if you have a choice while you're young, learn now. I don't care if you're 50, 70, 80 years old, make a change if you're not happy. Life's too short to be sitting on this planet to be doing something for the safe play.
We always talk about the Matrix, right? We always talk about the Guru Matrix, the wholesaling matrix. And guys, you should watch the movie. You've got HBO Max, go watch it. It's very interesting the way life is, right? So in the Matrix, I know I always talk about this, but like they put you in like this weird goo and you're in this like nice, pretty dream, right?
Yeah.
And everything's perfect in the dream. And here's the thing. Yeah, everything's nice and it's comfortable. It's warm. It's nice. But you can't move anywhere. You're stuck. You have no freedom. You actually, the dreams are being projected to you. You can't really control it. And everything's all priced nice and pretty, but there's no control. And that's kind of what the matrix of working a job is. And the great, great Jim Rohn. I love Jim Rohn. He's every real estate or motivational speaker has stolen everything from Jim Rohn. But he always said this. This is probably one of the most eye-opening speeches I've ever heard. He said, it's all risky, right? Everything's risky.
Yep.
You know how risky life is? You're not getting out of it alive.
You're not.
And so there's risks to everything. Think about this. Yeah, starting a wholesaling business, you're risking your time. You're risking a lot of things. But you got to remember this. When you go tonight, and I'm not saying you're going to do this, but like if you go tonight, you go watch Netflix for a couple hours. And heck, sometimes you need to relax. But like you watch that Netflix for 2 hours, it doesn't seem risky at all. But you just risked not getting a $20,000 deal because you could have spent that 2 hours cold calling code violations and you could have landed a $25,000 deal. So watching Netflix, actually, you just risked $20,000 that you could have never gotten. Same thing, you know, you sleep an extra hour, you feel better, but you risked an extra hour of not going out here and going after your dreams. And a lot of people look at it, you know, I do wholesaling, I risk not doing well. But you also look, if I watch Netflix for an hour, I risk not making another $10,000, $15,000. And once you start looking at life like that, it changes. I want everyone to watch. I'm not the type of guy to tell you to go quit your job and quit wholesaling real estate. Quit everything just to get into wholesaling. I'm not that type of guy. Wholesale part-time, you got a job, kids, I get it. But just understand, and I hate to say this, if you were a person who, let's say, has a 4-year degree or they have a regular sales job, or most jobs are sales, but most people have regular jobs, okay? I'm just letting you guys know, this is the honest truth. You are not working in a job where this is like the dream job ever and this is the only thing you can possibly do. For example, if you are a car mechanic, all right? We get a lot of car mechanics that do really well. I'm telling you, yes, you might get a decent job now, but I promise you, if you get into wholesaling and it doesn't work out, they're going to be like, we can't hire you. There's no more car mechanics. There's always the demand for car mechanics, right? Truck drivers, like... For the next 5-10 years, there's still going to be a huge demand for truck drivers. You stop truck driving, someone's going to want to hire. Like, it's not this crazy risky thing where no one's ever going to hire you. Like, for your enterprise, rent a car, you know, where you can be your own boss.
That's the Will Ferrell part.
Right? Yeah. You quit your job. Realistically, right? If you went back to enterprise after 5 years and you failed in wholesaling, would they say, screw you, F you? No. They would take you back. You're probably not going to be where you were at.
I did them both at the same time.
5 years after, you would probably get a job there. They would have hired you back, right?
I got a promotion.
Probably, right? And so I'm just letting you know, like for most people, unless you were like, okay, if you're like a coder for like Google or Apple and like, it's like your dream, sure. But like, heck, even if you're a lawyer or doctor, they're going to take you. You're in high demand. Yeah. And so I'm just letting you know, like everyone thinks of the risk that if I go into wholesaling, it fails. Can always go back to a job. Like it's not like you're excommunicated from working ever again.
Listen, you can always go back to your old life. You know exactly where it is. You're familiar with it. You're comfortable with it. So why not try something new? The reality is when I left my corporate job, enterprise rent-a-car, where you can be your own boss, I put in almost 12 years with them. And I want you to let you know, I earned $100,000, but I had to put in 12 years to get to that number. And it was, I think I started at like $25,000 out of college. And so what I did is in basically 5 months, I earned $100,000. Now, I worked hard in the beginning and I kept my regular job, but I just noticed, I go, I could take off 6 months and have the exact same money. And that's when the light bulb, I go, holy crap. I just freed up 6 months of my life. And that's why I said, hey, I'm going to make the change. We talk about the matrix and people are like, no, I'm not in the matrix. I go, you are 100% from the day you're born. You are programmed. Why? You go to school. You get indoctrinated in the school. And don't get me wrong, I come from a long line of teachers, but it has changed. It is very political and you're given an agenda. But what's the main thing? Go get a good job. Get a good job. How do I get a good job? Go to college. All these are government programs. Yeah. All public schools outside of private schools, most of the universities, that's why tuition's up thousands of percent, not just a couple hundred thousands. And that's why we have this crazy $1 trillion like government loans with student loans, and you're indoctrinated all that. So you're in shock when you go, wait a minute, you're telling me not to get a job to actually go run my own business. And it sounds strange. It sounds foreign because you're so used to it. You're addicted to the drug of choice, which is a paycheck every 2 weeks. I've been there. I wanted to do it. And I'm telling you, if you're young, just wake up. Wake up as soon as you can, because I promise you, you're going to be miserable. Look at our society. We have major health problems. We have obesity problems. We have mental health issues. People are not happy. And the sooner you can wake up, the more you can take accountability for your life. It is 100% in your control. If you're going to blame it on the government, your family, the weather, stuff like that, you are part of the problem. So you're in the matrix. At some point, you got to go, wait a minute. Think about this. You get your dream job. Home ownership is the dream. I'm just telling you, all that's made up to basically make sure you comply and pay your taxes so we can fund our government. So that's my rant on it. Like, you guys are in the matrix from the day you're born. And until you have an epiphany, you wake up. I didn't wake up till I was about 33. I struggle, like, what the heck's going on here? How do you guys do this differently? And like, I'm just kicking myself. I took a paycheck for all those years when I could have been starting. I wanted this journey since I was 16, 17. I just didn't know how to do it. And every time I inspired about a Tony Robbins book or something, everyone's like, you're crazy. You're one of those like believers. I'm just telling you, man. Your thoughts are your final destiny. And if you think about crappy thoughts, that's going to be the output of your life. Make a change. You're on this life for a very, very short splint. You might as well do something you can enjoy or get financial freedom or freedom of your time. I like working with people. Real estate is just a number game. So most businesses you're going to work with people decide which one you want to work with. I found wholesaling gave me the absolute most freedom of time. It's one of the reasons he's sitting here with me, because I made the sacrifices a long time ago. I had no idea it would wind up like this. But remember, your kids watch what you do. They hear what you say, but they 100% watch what you do. And that's how they make the determination of, do I want to walk in their shoes? The reality is, most of our parents, they love us to death. They just are not good financial teachers. And if you can just love them for who they are and go get advice from other people that actually have walked the journey, then you can truly understand it. Your parents are coming from you from love. They want you to be protected and safe, but those should be trigger words at you at this point. Safe, protected.
Yeah. So guys, when you wake up from the matrix, it's not a comfortable feeling, right? You remember, it doesn't feel good to wake up. It's not exciting. It's not happy. It doesn't feel good, but you've woken up, and that's the point. And once you wake up, you're going to do some uncomfortable, it's going to be uncomfortable, but eventually you will have more freedom than you ever imagined. So guys, this is the time, this is where we're going, guys. I help so many people get the first deal. And you know, we have so many great comments, and not trying to get you guys too excited, but like, here we got. We got Drew here, started full-time wholesaling January from doing real estate sales. And I have 19 assignments scheduled this month. Drew, DM me, I'll get you on the podcast. Here's my problem, guys. I'm trying to do as many podcasts as possible. You guys, you see me, I'm popping one off a week. The problem is I'm getting too many people getting amazing deals, right? Too many people. I'm doing too many podcasts. Like, I have 3 podcasts scheduled this week of people making over 60K in their first like 3 or 4 months. Like, this year, people have already made 60,000, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. You saw Jason, that $72,000 probate deal. Guys, I'm trying to schedule as much podcasts. It's getting impossible, guys. I'm trying to squeeze Drew in here. Guys, there's so many people getting their first deal from freeholsing.com. It's like, it's getting overwhelming. And I know it's only going to get worse. But guys, people are
It's a good problem.
It's an you can be an average Joe doing it. You know, we got young slip guys about to get my first deal, $60,000. Zach, got to say thank you, bro. I'm getting my first wholesale deal ever, and I have other business aspirations. Best start ever. Guys, this is the time. This is the time. So let's get in the most important part. How do I do this?
I want everyone to understand before we get into it, the people Zach just put on the screen, they can comment on it. It's like real work. Like, so many people think I'm just going to, like, take a paid course, a free course. Why you do anything outside of freewholesaling.com? It's crazy. But you're not going to pull up and there's going to be three houses parked in your driveway. You have to go get it. And what you're going to understand, people like Drew and everybody else that's having success, they get it. They go do the work and they're 100% accountable for what they do. The people that don't get it, they complain, why me? And if you don't have your mind right and understand how to start wholesaling, if you're going to use your old mindset to do your new wholesaling business, you're most likely going to fail. It's the truth. So talk to these people in the comments, kind of let you know, like, there is a lot of work they put into it. 19 deals, I promise you, the sweat equity was put in. Thousands and thousands, if not tens of thousands of calls, endless nights, like trying to figure out how to get going. I'll never forget my first 2 years of wholesaling. It went by in like a blink. I was so excited. I want to absorb every piece of information. And still to this day, 20 plus years later, I'm still really excited. I know what that feeling is. When that light bulb went off, I remember showing my wife, I go, I know I can do this. But I had to believe in myself and I had to have the confidence before I did my first deal. And honestly, it's one of the biggest challenges. You start like, so if you're having conversations in your head and your head's trying to talk you out of it, just stop having the conversation. Just go do what you set out to do and stop being accountable to your old mindset that got you nowhere. And the reality is you're looking to make a change. You're going to have to make a change. Stop doubting yourself because it's all your subconscious trying to bring you back to your safe place. Remember your safe place? It's going to limit you. You're going to be bounded. Who the heck wants to have 2 weeks of vacation a year? I wouldn't even like, why not? I don't know the difference between Monday and Saturday. I mean, I do, but like the reality is a day's a day. A day's another opportunity God put us on this earth to bless and spend time with our families and create abundance. And that's all we want for you here.
And so that's where we're going to do it. So guys, 2023 is the greatest year ever to get into wholesaling real estate. And so what we're going to talk about is how to get rich right now. How do you get rich? What's going on in the current market and how we can actually make a bunch of money for it, right? And so let's talk about this, right? As of today, this, like I've said before, this is the greatest time ever getting into wholesaling real estate. But there are other bad things about this. So let me tell you, this currently right now is the worst time ever to be a realtor, mortgage broker, and so many other parts in the, let's talk about the real estate industry. This is probably the worst time to be in the real estate industry since 2008, 2009. It's bad for everyone outside of wholesaling. And we're going to talk about why exactly. And before, it is, trust me. And so this is the best time ever to be a wholesaler. But on the flip end, this is the worst time ever to be a realtor. And this is actually, we're going to flip the script. It's going to actually make us a lot more money.
Yeah. So think about this. I believe, I don't know the actual number, but I'm going to say it's 95% plus realtors, buyers get their funding via a mortgage. And suddenly mortgages are not making as much sense. You can understand we're comparing 2.99%. So like 7%,
7.5, 8%.
And people can't wrap their head around it. Now I'm back. I used to have a 9% mortgage on the first house I bought with my wife. So it's like, but you got to understand they were $150,000 or $100,000 houses. Now we're talking about $500,000-$600,000 houses. These are substantial numbers. And that's the real challenge with it is if a realtor is depending on a mortgage to fund their buyers, all of a sudden, every time that mortgage rate creeps up, they have less and less buying powers. And as we all know, across the country, real estate prices have still shot up. So the crazy thing is the trend across the United States right now is average home sales prices are still up for 2023, but sales volume is down. And I'm not some crazy economic statistics person type of deal, but suddenly people like, you actually have to make common sense to buy a house. Because when you were at 2 and 3% mortgages, nobody even cared what the sales price is. They just look at the cash flow number.
Yeah.
That's your monthly payment. Now they look at that payment. They go, I can't make that payment. That's like, that's $1,500 more than I ever planned for. So when you start, once you get past that $300,000 mark, the numbers get really ugly every time you go up a quarter or a half percent. And this is what's killing it. And honestly, unless the houses are in perfect shape, you're stuck. Talk about mortgage brokers.
And they're all struggling right now. So here's the thing, guys. Here's the skinny of it.
Yeah.
For the beginners or the young people that are like, okay, like speak English to me, okay? The most people, when they buy a piece of real estate, let's just people that live in houses, okay? They get a mortgage, so they borrow, you know, money. They put 20% down, FHA 3.5, and then they borrow the rest, right?
Correct.
And so it's the mortgage, like $2,000 a month, whatever it is, right? And so now the cost, let's say, let's do 2 years ago, it cost, let's say, a $2,500 a month mortgage payment is now probably $5,000 a month because the interest rate went from 3% to 7%. It almost doubled for the same house,
yeah,
and the same price pretty much. And unfortunately, this makes people less likely to want to sell their house and less likely to actually go out here and buy a house. And so it's making inventory very low to a point. But to another point here, this is making it tough to a realtor because realtors, a lot of people aren't wanting to list their properties and they're not wanting to buy for 7%. Mm-hmm. And this kind of sucks, right? Like, oh no, right? So this is basically making the market stagnant a little. We're out in Florida. Things are actually spiking, but we'll talk about that a little later. And then mortgage brokers, no one's getting a mortgage right now at 7%. That's crazy. No one's refinancing.
Listen, I spent a lot of time at mortgage broker's office. It's like crickets in there.
It's empty, right?
And so I've been through this cycle with so many of my friends. When the real estate's booming, like it was for the last 5 years, really 10 years, there's people like hustling, bustling. I mean, every office full. Now when I walk in, they're all selling their buildings. They're cutting down. Basically, the primary owner is the only one doing the mortgages because that's the only way he or she can even make any money. Now, by the way, mortgage, it's been like this since I've been in the business 20 years. It's like it's either feast down, or famine. And I'm telling you, as a wholesaler, if you're going to try to compare to realtors and mortgage brokers, it's not because we deal with people's problems. And the one thing I've learned in life, problems don't go away. They get more and more. The more real estate they build, the more opportunities. Yes. There's more wholesalers now than when I started, but the reality is these problems never go away. And when they get compounded and pushed back, like when we went through the pandemic, it was a field day for the next 2 or 3 years. It really piled up. So if you were creative and you could get through and put on a mask and go look at properties, you did very well during that. And a lot of people that locked down and did nothing, they struggled. So I'm here to tell you.
They did virtual wholesaling too.
They did virtual wholesaling and it really opened up people's eyes. But we are not mortgage brokers. We are not realtors.
No, so that's where we're going on next.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, the realtors are struggling. The mortgage brokers are struggling. But there's one little part in the real estate market that's actually thriving. And that's actually doing a lot of the pushing in the volume in the market. This is big. These are real estate investors. Real estate investors are actually, I want everyone to understand this. Us wholesalers, I've said this a million times, we are the garbage men of the real estate industry. I know you don't like to hear it. It's not a sexy term, but it is true. So in the city we live in Martin County, Florida. The founder of Waste Management actually lived here before he died. Mm-hmm. And he's a billionaire who bought the greatest football team of all time, the Miami Dolphins. He bought the Miami Marlins and...
Florida Marlins. Sorry.
And so he bought.
And he used to own the Panthers.
And he used to own the. He was literally a garbage man, if you want to look at it like that. And he bought all the major sports teams that I love so much. And he lived where I was and he helicoptered the games when I was a kid. It was really cool. And he made billions of dollars off of trash.
Trash.
And so when people say, oh, you work for a trash company, he makes billions of dollars. Okay. Wayne Huizenga, look him up. Amazing, interesting guy. His, nephew went to school with me, rich kid. But what I can tell you is, yeah, he was a garbage man. But do you think when the 2008 recession happened, do you think he was losing money? No. People like he made the same amount. People weren't eating out, but they just had pizzas. And so they threw out their microwave pizza, right? Like the trash kept coming in. People are still going to do their trash. And so you got to understand wholesaling real estate. When the market goes down, we're the garbage men.
And the trash tends to pile up.
And what's the trash?
Times.
What's the trash? The ugly, stinking houses. Yeah. And there's always going to be ugly houses. As long as human beings have divorces, as long as people do stupid things, as long as people unfortunately take drugs and just be in bad situations, as long as people get arrested, I don't think the jails are, they're empty, right? Like they're going in and out all the time, right? As long as people do
bad things and no one is perfect. Human beings are never perfect. There's always going to be wholesaling real estate deals. And as long as people are alive, there's probably going to be trash, right? It's the United States of stinking America, right? So as long as there's trash, there's wholesaling real estate deals. And this means that we, as real estate wholesalers, we find that trash, picking for trash, I guess. I think it would call us treasure finders, right? Mm-hmm. And we get contracts, we put under contract, and we sell those to real estate investors. Guys, real estate investors are probably in the, it's the hottest time ever for real estate investors. Because think about this. The average real estate investor, they buy a house, 20% down, rent it out, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much all they do. Or they'll buy a house, get hard money, flip it, and do it. Like, they love the OPM. They love all that stuff. And they love using leverage to go get rental properties. But now, as real estate investors, and as a fellow real estate investor, loves buying rental properties, subject twos, all these great stuff. We were going to buy this huge commercial building, right? We're actually going to, this is not the one we were talking about previously, but we're always looking at one. We had, there was one. You showed me it because we tried to get financing on it. It was 21 bedrooms, 15 baths. Like, I think it was 15 unit deal. It was beautiful property, right? Mm-hmm. $5-6 million. We're very interested in getting it. If it worked out, try not to pay as much taxes this year. We looked at the quote. What was the quote for a commercial for that unit? It was like, it was stupid.
It was almost 9%.
It was about 9%.
9%.
And perfect credit, you know, like, our income's very well. We can prove our income very easy, but they give us 9% on that. And what it was technically an apartment. So it's like 5-6, it's like 7 years. You got to redo it, right?
5 years.
Five, like, so 9%, the cap rate was 7. And so I'm like, so if I'm making 7% cash on cash, well, cap rate's even lower than that. And I got to borrow 9%.
And you got to put down like $2 million. $2.5 million to even make it like break even.
Yeah. So it's like six. We got to put two in. I'm like, what? I have to buy this thing cash. And, you know, do I really want to put up $5.5 million on something that's only going to get me 7-8%? Like,
yeah.
And so here's what, as a real estate investor, I'm just telling you my strategy. I'm just buying things for cash right now. And when interest rates get to 4.5, I'd probably get some loans on it just to capture some property and, you know, do that. So as a real estate investor, it's like, this makes no sense. And so I have to buy my properties for cash. And so this is what the real estate investors are doing, guys and gals. They are buying cash because they're not getting loans at 8-9%. It's stupid. Especially here in Florida where insurance rates are crazy. Buying cash is pretty much the only way to profitability. And guess what happens when you buy houses for cash? You start dabbling into some addictive things. And what I mean by that is I call it wholesaling real estate. It's an addiction. Think about this for a second. I've hooked a lot of cash buyers into wholesaling. Mm-hmm. It's like a drug. It's like caffeine. I'll say that mildly, right? The average real estate cash buyer that I know in Port St. Lucie, Florida, where hundreds of thousands of homes, they like buying a house with a nice realtor. Everything's nice. They got the suit. They walk through. Everything's beautiful, right? Yeah. And they want to buy properties for cash. And so they buy cheap houses for cash. What are they used to paying? They're used to paying nothing to buy it, but to sell, right? But they know that they're paying a premium on top of that. There's 6%, there's closing costs, there's all these things. And unfortunately, when they buy it and then they go try to flip the property or they try to rent it out, they paid retail for it. So they bought it for $250 and it's worth $250. And like, that's okay. But the problem is when you buy $250 and you get $2,000 a month in rent, that's okay. That's not terrible, right? That's a great rental. But guess what happens when I contact that person if they buy it, say, hey, you looking to buy any more? Yeah, I'm looking to buy more. Well, I'm looking to what's wholesaling? They talk to the lawyer. Oh, wholesaling's you're a legit lawyer with a law degree. Wholesaling is real and legitimate and everyone does it. Huh. Okay. Well, let's do it. Guess what happens? He buys that same type of property for me for about $210.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting $2,000 in a month in rent for a house he bought $210 on. He just saved basically $40,000. And he buys three or four houses a month. He's saving $200,000 a month by just using me. And I'm getting $20,000 assignment fees on that because I'm good at negotiating because I go to freeholsing.com. That cash buyer has now been hooked. He will never buy a house on the MLS again. Why would I pay $40,000 extra when I can just buy from Zach? And that's the thing. I'm getting these new cash buyers hooked on it. And these aren't like, everyone thinks these are professional real estate cash buyers. We're selling deals to realtors. They're buying for cash. We're selling them to heart surgeons. We're buying it to developers and just people are making a bunch of money. They want to put in real estate. And these are going to be your cash buyers. So here's the thing. There's more cash buyers than ever right now in wholesaling because they used to be regular buyers, like hard money buyers, loan buyers, rental buyers. Now they are cash buyers because they don't want to get the loans. So this is one of the best times ever to get in wholesaling. And to also say this again, do you know who's struggling really bad right now? Realtors, right? Guess what happens? Your realtors have buyers and the buyers are hungry, but there's no really good deals and they don't want to buy them for 7%. You can save your realtor's butt by just showing them that, hey, you be the middleman. Connect your buyers to me for my deals, Dunder Mifflin middleman type style. And they get like a $3,000 or $4,000, basically a commission on that. Depends how you kind of write it. It could be a marketing fee, whatever it is. And then they can actually get a source for their cash buyers. It's amazing, right? Yeah. And you got four or five cash buyers that are realtor cash buyers. It gets insane, right?
We're seeing more true cash buyers come into the market than ever before. Because number one, the financing just doesn't work. And they're all looking for better days on financing. So I'll tell you right now, people going to get hard money loans for your wholesale deals, it's sketchy, like at best. So I'm seeing rates 15, 16% in 5 points. That's not a loan. That's called a business partner that's going to take over and you're going to make like no money. Like you'll never make those numbers work. And so most of these cash buyers, what are their options? Think about this. I go to the stock market. Stock market's stagnant and has a lot of risk of a downfall and people are trying to avoid it until we have a brighter days ahead of us in a recession. So I get it. You go buy T-bills, what, 3.5%, maybe 4% if you commit 10 years of your life. So you 3.5%, or you can put it in like a money market, maybe get 2% for an online bank, 2.5%. So where are investors going to get returns these days? We're going back to the old school days of cash flowing real estate. Now, here's the differences. Instead of using other people's money, using bank money, or using the Burr method, which only works in certain types of market and is more of a pipe dream type of deal because you have to time it perfectly, in my opinion. Burr, you can't survive on Burr right now. It doesn't work. So I go to Zach. He's the wholesaler. I'm the cash buyer. I got plenty of money. I buy it. Say I buy it for 230 grand. I get my $2,100 a month. You're like, well, you know, the math doesn't work out the way. I saved a ton of money on fees and everything. I can write off. I get depreciation. And then in 2 or 3 years, if I want to refinance it or pull my money out, maybe when interest rates get back around, 5%, I think 5% is going to be the happy medium. I'm talking about the retail rate. And then, or he can sell it, make a profit. Either way, they get cash flow, they get a secured asset, and they get the write-off for the tax thing. So there's no, to me, it's no like rock science why all this money is moving into real estate. And honestly, we've seen a huge uptrend in it. Yeah. I will tell you, anybody getting a hard money loan on one of your wholesale deals, if they've never done a deal, I would probably look away. I don't think it's going to work because a lot of people get hard money and they think, I'm not lending hard money to a brand new newbie in real estate investing that has no experience fixing up a house. And here's my favorite people. Most people think they get 100% funding plus the rehab for a hard money loan. There ain't no hard money. Unless you're buying it 40 cents on the dollar, there's no way they're going to do it. They like 70 cents on the dollar. That's the rule. They feel safe and they feel more comfortable with an experienced investor. So if you guys are taking, understand cash is cash. If you need to get a permission slip from someone, it's not cash. It's called a loan. That's why it's called a hard money loan. And then just look at it. If you're selling a piece of property for 100 grand and they say they're going to get a $100,000 hard money loan, they've never done it once, I can almost guarantee you failure. You're wasting your time. Don't even enter into the contract. And so understand cash is cash. I love this new cash movement because instead of getting 2 to 3% or 4% in the market, they can get a nice 7 to 10% return. They get the write-off, they get the cash flow, and then they have appreciating asset. They probably wind up netting 15 when it's all said and done, maybe 15, 20. And that's what a smart investor does. And the rules have changed, guys. Like, listen, realtors with $500,000 plus properties, it's tough to get people to do financing. And the last part that's stagnating the market is we have so many loans out there at below 4% that it's kind of holding the market captive. And like people are like making decisions based on their financing. Now, here's the good news, guys. The average homeowner only stays in a mortgage note for 5.5 years. Well, how do they do a 30-year for 5.5 years? They sell. Life events change. Remember, we're all about solving human problems. So as they come up, I promise you, these interest rates are going to be forgotten in the long run. It's going to be a rarity to find someone with a 3 or 4% mortgage. We're already what? We're about 2 years, year and a half past it. And you're going to blink and 3 years going to buy. And you're going to go like, oh my God, remember when there was 3% interest rates. So cash is the new type of cash. It's working. And to me, it makes sense to pay cash for certain stuff because I can get the best price today. I can make it cash flow. And then I can hold out and beat all the other people. So many people are depending on this bank's money. And every time they keep squeezing these rates up, it's just, it's putting a lot of pressure on the economy. And time will tell if it's going to break the economy. I don't know.
Let me tell you one thing, though. I don't think people really grasp this concept. We teach it at freelancing.com, but a lot of people don't do this. If you know a deal is worth $250 retail, you should probably sell to a cash buyer for $220, $230, $210. You want the cash buyer to make some money. This is kind of the, I call it, you know, it's, I don't know which way to say it, but like there's, you got to give them something so they come back, right?
Incentive.
You got to give the incentive, right? And so if they're, it's like a restaurant, right? If the food's terrible, no one's going to come back for you, right? Yeah, they paid the $20 for it, right? There's this Italian restaurant that really, really like, really nice Italian restaurant. I think you know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's like 70, 80 bucks for a bowl of pasta. And it's really, really like, it's fancy stuff, right? You know, we do our company dinners there and stuff. But like, it's so good. I'm coming back because it's so stinking good.
And I can't get it anywhere
else. You can't get it anywhere else. And so it's like, yeah, I go to Olive Garden, but it's not going to be the same.
It's not. The and breadsticks
so,
are good, though.
The breadsticks are good. So it just keeps me coming back. And if you give someone a bad experience at a restaurant once, they're hair in the food, something nasty, no one's going back to it. Nobody. All right. And same thing like cash buyer. You got to give them a good experience. Be not like, you know, you don't have to be their employee or anything, but like give them a good experience, give them a deal, right? The point of wholesaling is we're going to get, we get super deep discounts and we give some of that discount to the buyer because he is taking some risk. And also on top of that too, you want them coming back. So I got asked, you know, I see some questions, comments, just going over it really quick. How do you get consistent buyers? I make money and make my buyers make money.
Yeah.
That's the point, guys. And so when you go out here in this business, make your cash buyers some money. You make a bunch of money. And yes, what if real estate goes down? Ah, oh my gosh. Yeah, if real estate's going down, I'd say the price of real estate's right here. Okay. You want to buy right here. And yeah, it's crashing down. But do you see how you got it so low it doesn't matter?
Yeah.
And that's the point. Yeah, when the market goes low, you go lower. That's how you do it. And so yeah, the real estate market will be going down. It's not going to be like 50% crash, but like it might go down 5-10%. I see it happening.
We might be in this for a while.
But it might go down 1% for a full year and then bounce up. The thing is, you got to understand, it's just you get a deep discount, you make money, and then you make your cash buyer money. For today's price. And the wholesalers that try to squeeze everything out, first of all, you're the boy that cried wolf, right?
Yeah.
Wolf. After the fourth time of a bad deal, no one's going to look at you. You actually ruin your cash buyers list, right? I've had certain restaurants that like, I don't want to go there, but I do. I'll give you one example. Burger King. I used to like Burger King. I went to Burger King the last two times.
I used to wear the crown when I was a little kid.
It is so bad. Yeah, the Burger King near us.
It is a Florida corporation.
I will never go back to it. I'll never go back to it.
And I don't like, listen, when I want to go get greasy, nasty food, I just want to enjoy myself. But like, there's another, you remember that burger place? I'm not going to say the name that we used to like a lot.
Oh yeah.
With a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
The food, I mean, it's good. It's greasy burgers, but it was like, I mean, it was like $35. I go, I just paid $35 for hamburgers, fries and a soda. And I'm like, the experience didn't match the expectation. And so your cash buyers do the exact same thing. Listen, when I sell a property, you want them to win. I've had people come back to me and go, Rick, man, that I still own that property. It's been 2 years. I'm like, congratulations. I give them the same answer no matter what. Because once I sell it, I'm done. I'm hoping for the best. But I understand Sometimes you can sell properties that people have no idea what they're doing, but they got a bunch of money. That ain't on me. But for you wholesalers out there constantly for the last 5 years looking for a sucker every time, the suckers are gone. It's got to make perfect sense. And especially when people have their own money, they didn't get this money by being stupid. So they're going to do an evaluation. If they can't make money and it's not going to be a good return from them, they're not going to buy it from you. So the days of like, buy it quick or you're going to miss out, it doesn't work anymore.
You can't be as... Here's the thing about scam artists. And so I'm not going to mention any names, but there are, were scam artists in the wholesaling industry. Now, guys, I know I talk bad about gurus and things. I talk about bad about gurus, but there are bigger gurus out there on YouTube and everything that I'll tell you, they have like their course, it's not worth 10 grand. But if you go through their course and you pay the 10 grand for it, I'm just being honest, you could probably eke out a dealer. Like, you're not going to like be worse off, but it's just not worth the 10 grand to me. That's just my opinion, right? But they're not, I don't consider them scam artists because they made some money in wholesaling. Like, it's not a scam.
The problem is most of them don't do wholesaling anymore, period.
But there used to be legit scam artists that made zero money in wholesaling.
It still is.
Events, yeah. But like I'm talking legit scam artists. And let me tell you how I know they're scam artists. When you're a scam artist, you have to go from city to city to city, right?
You have to keep moving quick.
There are scam artists in wholesaling that go from wholesaling to crypto to this thing, to drop shipping, to this, to MLMs, to this. And they get sued for scamming because they're like
4X.
Zero. They get zero testimonials because it's so bad. And a couple of these people have called me out, DM me, talk smack about me because they lost a lot of money from me from the freewholesaling.com course. But here's the thing. When you're scam artists, you can't get away, right? And so when you're scam artists in wholesaling, in your market, you'll be known as the bad wholesaler. And that reputation's really hard to get rid of.
It sticks to you, man. Very sticky.
So guys, just understand that. Got to get discounts and you got to make your cash buyers money.
Yeah.
Once you make your buyers money, you give them a good experience, they'll come back. So what's the key, you know, in 2023 to get rich? Gurus don't talk about this. I don't hear much gurus telling you that your cash buyer needs to make a bunch of money. I've never heard of that. I'm not a decent amount of money, just enough to get them back. Like, no one really talks about that in wholesaling except for us. And that's a big secret of how we get buyers to come back and back and back. And here's the thing. Sometimes I have like, it's not really a good deal, but I'll get to my buyer and he knows I got to buy this from Zach because if I buy it from him now, he's going to be the first guy that's going to call me on the next really good deal.
Exactly.
And we have like really premium properties that I could sell like this, but there's some buyers that have helped me out in some very tough situations.
Cause you get options.
Call them first.
So if you treat your cash buyers right, you have options. So a lot of times you can buy a property and go, it's a little bit tighter and I want to be. And if you have reliable cash buyers, you can actually reverse engineer and still buy those buyers. A lot of properties I make 3, 5, or 10 grand that I would never normally buy just because I've treated this guy or gal right. And I know exactly what they want. And I know it meets their criteria or the realtor's criteria. And for that reason alone, you've got to build these relationships with cash. If you don't want your cash buyer to make money, you are not a wholesaler. You're technically a realtor in my eyes, because if you want to sell and bang out every top buck, it means number one, you're overpaying for the property. And number two, you are not interested at all in providing a valued product, which is a discounted house. We buy them deeply discounted. The deeply discount, the big portion of the discount goes to us. We eliminate risk and we can move and keep focusing on motivated sellers. If you're trying to get top dollar, like everyone's done for the last probably 5 or 7 years, you're probably out of business at this point. As I've seen a lot of YouTube channel stuff, people that advise on this business, like they're MIA all of a sudden. Why? Because they never really had a business. They depended on retail. That's what you call a realtor. Go get your realtor's license. I can't help you out. I do not operate in this world. I could care less.
Yeah. All right. So that's the truth, guys. And so the thing we got to understand though, in 2023, if we focus hard on the buyers and do it well, first we'll do good. Really big thing too, is how do we get really good wholesaling deals? First and foremost, you got to go after the best lists. These are government lists. These are the water shutoffs, fire damage properties, tax delinquencies, tax liens. You already get the point. Like, I think you guys know what I'm talking about here, but the very important part here is there's this new wave of wholesalers coming in. You're going to have to learn how to beat them. I call them the TikTok wholesalers. And I could say I'm 23, so I can make fun of people that are my age.
Well, I'm on TikTok too. So don't.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
I'm talking about TikTok wholesalers. These are young guys and gals that are 18, 19 years old. Sees a guy in a Lambo. Maybe you know, they got their Lambo. Maybe they're renting dad's boat or something. I don't know. But then they go out here and they tell you, I make millions of dollars wholesaling houses and buy my course and do it. And they don't have the money for it, obviously. I don't blame them, right? But that they try to learn wholesaling through like a guy's TikTok channel that's like 15 second clips about how to cold call.
15 seconds, 30 seconds,
and they want to learn how to negotiate. And here's the problem. They take that half done information, then they go out in the field and wholesale doing that. And why they're so bad is they only half know how to wholesale, right? I make fun of gurus all the time, but like it's worse. It's worse than the gurus, because at least the gurus will show like a 30-minute presentation how to do something, and they have a bad guru script. But guys, these TikTok wholesalers, they're terrible.
But you know what the trend I've seen lately is? Someone takes a course. Hey, great. Whatever, he took action. And then 2 or 3 months later, they're pitching a course now. And they barely have enough experience to even understand how to wholesale. And it was like, where is everybody getting this information? Like, everybody's got to go create a course.
They're all coming from TikTok.
I didn't even put out a piece of content until I was 15 years in this business, because I really felt like I never knew it all. And it just, to me, it's people are like taking a course and 2 or 3 months later, it's touting like, hey, let me show you how to do this. Maybe you should absorb the course for a couple of years and like hit the $1 million mark before you start telling other people to do it. The other one I noticed the other day is people do this on TikTok. I don't watch that much TikTok other than my own stuff, but they do like reaction videos. They just sit there and they'll watch like you or me. And then they put their whole thing is they put it up and they show them next to you. And they're like, the whole time they're going, and they do this. That's their entire channel. I'm just like, I don't get it. Like, someone explain TikTok. I don't even take the time to listen to Zach won't like TikTok. To me, it's like, okay, you want to use 15 seconds to get someone's attention. It's great. But somehow TikTok, we've shifted wholesaling as, let me teach you how to wholesale in 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's what they're doing right now. And so the point of what I'm saying here is, we can talk smack about them, but it's actually a real thing. And what happens is you'll get a deal or you'll get a seller, and the house, let's say, is worth $200 to a cash buyer. Like, that's what you should sell to a cash buyer for. She wants to sell for like $190. You probably meet, get under contract, $175, make like $25,000, right? That's a great wholesaling deal.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be when I started out, you know, until before TikTok was a thing, like that's how most of wholesaling is. But now, because I'm in a saturated market, our team has to deal with this. TikTok wholesaler watches it, and they literally, that's all they, this is what they do, because they have no wholesaling. They'll call that same seller up and they'll say, I'll offer you $250 for the house. Just like, stupid. Yeah. And like, and now the seller's like, my house is worth $250.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Well, the TikTok wholesaler is like, well, Zillow says $250 and I just put $5,000 below that. So $245 is my offer. And now I have to deal with this, right? And so TikTok wholesalers, they're terrible. But the problem is they're actually, if you don't know how to deal with them, they could ruin your business. And this, gurus don't talk about this, but it's bad. And so I'll tell you how we handle TikTok wholesalers. There's one way that we personally do it, and it's not the way you're going to do it, but I want you just to, I do transparent with everything.
You're really going to tell them this, aren't you?
What our team does is we literally say this. We say, okay, well, if that guy offered $245, do me a favor. Ask him what his company is. Go to public record and see how many properties he's bought for cash this past month. You're 123 Main Avenue in the zip code. We bought 4 houses for cash last month. You can see Zachin's name was signed on the deed, and we give them probably the trust we bought under or something like that, just for those 4 properties. She or he will actually go there and look it up, and that person's name's not on anything on public record. But Zach's company is, or his trust is, we're buying a lot in trust right now. Oh, wow. This guy's actually bought 4 for cash. And then they start questioning. Once you put that doubt in their head, it's like, oh, okay. And so that's how we do. I'm just letting you guys know, like, no TikTok wholesaler can keep it with us.
I mean, they're horrified to leave a deposit they can't, anywhere. Yeah. I'm like, you go leave your $10 deposit. I'll go up as high as you want. Like, we can all play like this game. Guys, remember, a deposit, don't ever let it be the determining factor if you're going to do a deal, because it's just a deposit. Like, I get it. It's got to be legit. But if somebody offered you a house 50, 60 cents on the dollar and required like a $5,000 deposit, figure it out. I can't tell you enough. If you let that be, because it's temporary, it's just a deposit. You can rent it. You can do a lot of things. You can partner up with like me and Zach on it. I'm just telling you why people lose deals over deposit. To me, deposit has nothing to do other than the terms of the deal. And here's how I do it. If you give me something 50 cents on the dollar, I don't care what the deposit is. Like, but the reality is the closer it is and like the tighter it is, I'm like, I ain't doing more than $100. That's it. Because you're not giving me a great deal. And I actually got to do some extensive research and I got to go comb my cash buyers list to find someone that will actually hit within those parameters. So the deposit's always indicative of the risk of the deal. But when you have a smoke, I've seen wholesalers, they go, well, the lady's like, we need a $5,000 deposit. 50, 60 cents on the dollar. Like, oh, I can't do that. I'm like, I'll give you 10 grand. I don't care. Like, guys, if you ever have a deposit struggle, think about it. The deposit's not the sale price. It's just a qualifier for you to get in. If you're going to make 50 grand on the deal, but you let 5 grand stand in the way, reach out to me or Zach. Like, if it's a great deal, we can make it work.
Yeah.
And you've got to understand, but a lot of TikTokers, it's just subsurface. Trying to teach wholesaling in 15 seconds is extremely irresponsible. And it's all based on views and viewerships. You got to wonder, what is the credibility of this person? How many deals have they actually done? And listen, I'm all about sharing information, but if you just took someone's course, and by the way, you can tell every TikToker, you can tell which course they took just by their language and the way they speak.
Yeah. So guys, so they do that. You can do the EMD thing, but also on top of that, the way, if you got no money and you want to be a TikTok wholesaler, is what's the difference between if you're broke and the TikTok wholesaler is broke? You can't use money to be the difference, right? You can only use two things. First of all, build a ton of rapport, meet in person if you can, and most importantly, be as fast and quick as possible.
Yeah.
Say, hey, I saw that was their offer, but honestly, I don't think we can do that. You should maybe go with them if you want. But here's the thing, Mr. Seller. Did they give you a legit offer? Like, are they giving it for cash? I'd ask for a proof of funds, honestly.
Yeah.
That's always ask. And here's the thing. Why do I say proof of funds? Because I have my cash buyer's proof of funds that I'm going to use for my own. And this is the only difference you can really have with a TikTok wholesaler. TikTok wholesaler is going to scramble for a fake proof of funds. They always do, from a lending company or whatever.
Mm-hmm. What?
They have a lending company? This is John Santos. He's my partner. We're going to buy this together. It's his money in the bank account. That's weird. And so the only difference you have in TikTok wholesalers, you have to have a legit proof of funds from a legit cash buyer from a real bank. And your TikTok wholesaler can't do that.
And most TikTok wholesalers, the reality, there's no depth to it. It's mostly theory from a course. So I've always told you, if you guys do wholesaling locally, you have a huge competitive advantage. It's just the truth. And I eat up virtual wholesalers. I seem to have everybody from the state of California and Arizona come to my local market. I just eat them up. It's just easy. But understand this, use this to your advantage if you're doing it locally. It doesn't mean stop virtual marketing, but understanding that if someone's local and they move with speed versus virtual, it's usually very, very easy. Throw a TikTok or someone that's got no like depth to what they're doing a wholesaling, it's super easy.
Yeah. And so guys, you got to beat these TikTok wholesalers. And last but not least, you know, guys, how are we doing well in this market? How are you going to crush 2023, get rich in 2023? First of all, government lists, do real volume, do the stuff we teach at freelancing.com. And one really big secret list that you can do now that you couldn't do ever is JV deals. Guys, it's no secret. We've shown you checks. We show you all this stuff. We make a ton of money JVing. Just being honest with you, all right? Why do you think—
We've cracked the code.
Well, first of all, guys, why are we doing it? First of all, we're not broke wholesaling gurus. Our point of doing this is, most importantly, to educate you on wholesaling. I have a true passion for this business. There's a reason why most gurus stop wholesaling or they don't do any real YouTube anywhere. They're just.
What's the average life of a wholesaler on the internet?
I don't know. But like, they have no passion. They're here to make money off of you. Guys, I have a true passion for it. And because I love this business so much, this is maybe an ego thing, but I truly want to become the biggest wholesaler of all time. I truly believe I'm destined for that. And I truly believe that I'm going to do it. I'm 23 years old. I got a lot of life to live. And I feel like if us partnering up and teaching you wholesaling, you send me some great JV deals, we'll do it. Guys, we just got a text the other day. Shout out to everyone in Dallas. Some of the Dallas guys can tell us. Yesterday, we got $40,000 in assignment fees signed. We got $40,000 of assignment contracts signed just in Dallas, Texas yesterday. Mm-hmm. $40,000. So that's pretty cool, right? And because I'm able to do that in like 30 metro markets every single week,
yeah,
I'm making a ton of money. You guys know that. And so that's why we're not even just wait, right? Like we're like this much of the entire thing of what we want to give and what we're going to give. And we're just going to keep doing the content even better and better, but we're making all this money. I'm saying this humble, I'm trying to be nice, but like we're making a good amount of money. And what I want to do is spread that wealth out to you guys. Right. And that's the point. And so you guys, how am I going to show you to do JV deals if I'm not doing a bunch of JV deals? Right. And so we, first of all, we decided let's get really rich JVing. And let me teach you how to get like 1% of that. And so the next big wave I'm trying to teach people is JV with people. And it's like, I can't do it on your scale. I can't have 40, 50 employees like this and all these partners. I'm not telling you to do that. Okay. I'm not actually telling you to do that right now. But what I am telling you to do, this is a very, very, very important thing, is just be the JV guy in your own market. I'm telling you, if you can be the person, and I've told everyone this, I don't have the time for this. And it's probably not worth my time because of what we're doing. I can scale it. I can just do a video and then put sellmypaper.com link out there. It's at, in the description. Have it at freewholesaling.com. That's worth it for me, right? Mm-hmm. But if you found three or four wholesalers that are brand new, TikTok wholesalers, maybe you teach them about freewholesaling.com, actually educate them and say, hey, how about you drive for dollars 4 or 5 hours a week, and then you give me the deals, you give me those properties, I call them, and I close them, and I give you half the deal. If you, that sounds unfair. It sounds unfair right now, but what if you had 4 or 5 of those people giving you deals every single week, yeah, and you only pay half of it? It's amazing. And think about it, if you're in Houston, there's probably 7, 8 new wholesalers that would love to do that, right? And so you start doing that in your only your own local market. It's amazing. And then you virtual wholesaling, you can start doing metro markets, guys. It's amazing. And so there's plenty of wealth out here. Guys, we're only in like 15, 20, I'd say 30, but really like deep 15 markets, mm-hmm, for JVing. So it's like, guys, there's plenty of food for everyone to be making money. And hint, hint, if you do have a wholesaling deal, just go to sellmypaper.com. Just where's the link? Sellmypaper.com. Sellmypaper.com on the bottom here. And I'm telling you right there, you start JVing with us. But guys, if you start JVing, you can start just increasing your marketing. You can start increasing the amount of deals you're going. And it's better to get half of a deal than getting 0% of it. Yeah. And so guys, if you start JVing with wholesalers in your area, it's amazing. We're at the point now, we're probably making more JVing than in our own local market. And probably it will be our largest source of revenue bar none by the end of this year.
You mean coaching's not our revenue?
It's JVing, right? Yeah. And that's the point. And so that being said, if by the end of this year, we're probably making more money JVing than actually doing our own deals, probably you could do the same exact thing. Just think about that. And guess what? You don't have to teach these wholesalers. You just tell them go to freewholesaling.com. I'll teach them for you. I'll coach them. I'll do the one-on-ones with you.
Boom. So flip real estate and not flip students. It's just a brilliant idea. Yeah. I don't
know. No wholesaler ever did it.
They don't, because they don't want to take the risk. Because you have to actually have a good product and understanding, and you got to develop relationships past doing coaching. Everybody seems like a miracle cure when you hire them as a mentor or coach. But the reality is coaching and teaching this business is a whole separate business. And honestly, it's not even wholesaling. It's the coaching mentoring business. And there's specialists out there. That's all they do now. And like, listen, they got the right to do it, but you got to understand your options. I love to work on deals. I've learned when people work on deals, they take action. That's how they learn. Anyone who learns this business in a theoretical classroom setting, you're most likely doomed to fail because it's not even remotely how the business works. So like free wholesaling, we start on how to get you set up, how to get a list, and how to get marketing, and you got to go do the work. There's no point in even figuring out dispositions till you start taking the actions, because if you don't take the actions, it's not going to work. So guys, I like working on deals. I would be bored out of my mind as a full-time coach. I would lose my mind because I know 95% of the people are going to fail. And I'd rather set up a program where we actually make money together and earn. And when we do our JV deals, we give you a flat out split. I don't take administrative fees. I don't nickel and dime you. Everybody knows down a deal with us. We're the only ones that do it. And I believe we're the only ones that offer it without forcing you to take a coaching program. Am I correct?
Yeah. And I think I could be wrong, but I know Dan Cohan, whatever. Sorry, Dad. He did a podcast with us. He just made made 40 grand or whatever his first 2 or 3 months wholesaling, right? And he went on the podcast
and I said, hey, DM him. You got a deal in Kansas City. I think I got a $25,000 deal. I'll show you the check just from JVing. Like, it just, he made half of his entire, whatever he made in wholesaling just by JVing a deal. I'm just saying, guys, the JVing thing is real. I'm just telling you guys, it happens so well and it works really well. And I want to tell everyone one last thing though. What's the split? Guys, it's 50-50. Guys, unless you, if you don't want to be a partner with somebody, it will not work. It is a push and pull.
Yeah.
So it's a 50-50 split with us. And then with you guys, you should be 50-50 with everyone else.
And for the markets that we don't do, we're actively working to set up because we have to get trusted wholesalers in that market that we work with, that we vetted and we trust and will communicate with us. And so we don't have it in your market. We're working on it. Guys, we recently started it this, what is it, the end of this year? And so it takes a little bit of time. So the last thing we're going to do is hook you up with a scam artist in like your local market. So we vet everyone. We make sure they actually do the business. And then there's certain markets we work together with on. And some of them, we just partner up with them because I know when someone's better at their market than I am. And you've got to understand that. And our main thing is we don't let them pitch coaching programs. We just say, focus on the deal. And then if you want to develop a relationship with that person, that's you two's decision to do that.
And I'll tell you one thing. First and foremost, if you want to start JVing with people, just go in the live YouTube comments and that's where it's best. But I want to give you an example. Okay. I'm not going to call this guy out. It's true. All right. Where is it? Who is it? All right. Biometric San Antonio here. He wants a JV in San Antonio. That's great. How do I find this guy? Biometric or biomesmic. It's like, that's the problem. Guys, if you want to JV with people, you got to say this: San Antonio, name, and maybe my email, my Instagram handle. Heck, you put your phone number out there if you're riskier. But like, no one's going to JV with this guy because I don't know how to even contact this dude.
What's biomestic mean?
I don't know.
But guys, listen, I love the names. And trust me, at a younger age, I did a lot of that. But if you truly want to network, I'm looking at a lot of names in these feeds. Just put your name out there.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
Trust. You don't have to. But if you want to JV with someone, it's kind of hard when you have ABC as your title. Have fun with like your pick part, but put a name. If you want to network in this business and get people to know you, the first thing they look at is your name. And unfortunately, when they don't see a name and they see a statement, they're like, okay, well, how am I supposed to do this?
Like Alara, like, okay, she's in Dallas, Fort Worth. I probably looked her up on Facebook. I could find her and message her, right? If I need help with Dallas, right? So I'm telling you guys, that is how you do it. It goes down in the DMs. That's how. It's a huge source that nobody talks about. I think people sell courses on how to JV on a big scale, but you just do it for free and do it amazing, guys.
So the name Killa doesn't get you anything?
Killa.
I saw it. K-I-L-L-A.
Yeah. So one thing I can tell you too is when you're JVing with people, I want you to understand that is a trust business. If you are a terrible human being and you want to screw somebody on a deal, I'm telling you, it's like being a scam artist. The karma will not work out for you. And also, probably most importantly, it's just not going to work out. So, for example, if I did JV deals with people and I decided to take their half too and just scam them out of the deal, I'd probably do two or three deals like that. But I would do no more deals because word will go out. Yeah. Zach can scam me. Here's the proof. We had the assignment all done. Yeah. He took everything. It never happens. They're always happy JV checks. You know why? Because I'm a man of my word. And I use title companies and like we have JV, I send the JV agreement. So it's like, it's impossible for me to scam you on it. That's the cool part. But there are people that will JV with you that will scam you out straight up. And so you got to be careful with it. I will tell you that. But,
and guys, keep in mind with JV, you're looking to work with other wholesalers. I'm not sitting here knocking like dispo companies, but the reality is they're licensed real estate agents just looking to make a match. And
it's not bad. Just be careful.
Understand like what you're getting into when you're better off working with a wholesaler that really knows that market. And then you're truly partnering up with them because if you're a licensed like salesperson on commission, like I get it, but you want someone that has huge buy-in.
Exactly. So that's pretty much it on 2023. It's the best year ever, guys. I'm telling you, it's only going to get harder in the coming years because there's going to be more wholesalers coming in, right?
Yep.
And so if you get rich right now and build up momentum, it's even better. So what do I mean by that? You got to be like the Kobe Bryants out here. Does Kobe Bryant care there's more basketball players in the league? Not really.
No.
But it does get harder to win games when everyone else is better. He's still going to rise above everybody else.
Like Jimmy Butler?
Playoff Jimmy Butler, not
Jimmy Buckets Butler.
But so what I'm saying is, yeah, you're still going to make a ton of money, but the field's going to get maybe a little more saturated. So just rise above it. Think about it. There's more wholesalers, but you get, you know, twice as much better every single year, you actually end up making more money. And so just this is, when's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. When's the second best time to plant a tree? Right now. And so don't plant a tree in 5 years from now. Plant it right now and change your life and your financial destiny. So that's pretty much it on this end. We're going to answer some questions, do some one-on-ones. Quick announcements. We've announced it, but we've always said this forever. This is every single year. This is tradition here. But June 1st is the start of the 30-day wholesaling challenge. I'm super excited for the 30-day wholesaling challenge. So there's really, we had signups and stuff. We're just kind of doing it old school where we're just going to release a video on the Flip with Rick YouTube channel. So everyone subscribes to all of our channels, right? So you got the Rick and YouTube channel. You got the Zach and YouTube channel. You got Wholesaling Houses for Real. Like those are our other YouTube channels. Those are going to have content outside of the 30 Wholesaling Challenge because we just throw content everywhere because I feel like more info, the better, right? And we love this business so much. We can't just do only one a day. But for the Flip with Rick YouTube channel specifically, we are going to, they're going to be labeled day one, two, three, all the way to 30 of how to get your first wholesaling deal in a sequential order. So day one's going to be what is wholesaling? It's going to go through the motions. We're going to go to acquisitions, day 15, 14, 15, whatever it is. I'm not announcing
brand
it
new
yet.
Videos, right?
Brand new videos. And
up
so,
to date.
Up to date. So what you guys understand is, so on a regular week for the 30 Wholesaling Challenge, we will do a recorded video Monday. It'll be day whatever. Mm-hmm. And then Tuesdays are going to be day, let's say, 15 of the challenge. That's actually going to be a live stream where we're going to just live stream the day.
Yeah.
And then we'll do, so the live streams are going to be the same. And it's going to be the same. It's going to be amazing. I'm always excited. We are going to do as many prizes as ever. How do you be a prize? You just got to get a really good, you just got to get a summit of contract locked up or a contract locked up. We'll say that might be a winner. And that's pretty much it. And so we're excited for it. How do you actually become a winner though? You just got to get a property under contract. That's going to be a good deal. And you're pretty much a 30 Wholesaling Challenge winner. But if you did not subscribe to the Flip Thrift YouTube channel,
you're out.
The Reckon YouTube channel, is that you got to subscribe to all four of our YouTube channels and be a member of Wholesaling House for Real and a member of freewholesaling.com. And you'll be
it's
there.
It's all free, guys.
So we're excited about that. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So we're going to answer some questions. We're going to help you guys out. We've always said this, freewholesaling.com is getting an upgrade. So we're excited about that. And we're making everything amazing here. So let's answer some questions really quick. DK says, I've been studying under you guys for a while quietly. And this is my first chat to ask every property on PropStream for sale. If not, how do I know what is? So DK, I would go to freewholesaling.com. There is a PropStream section where I'll show you how to get deals on PropStream. I personally found deals on PropStream, the best ones are vacant properties, high equities. I mean, we can talk about it forever, right? I love the tired landlords on there, the liens, stuff like that. Those, they're not all going to be for sale. You're actually going to be, they're all most likely not going to be for sale.
Correct.
But the point is you got to contact them and then eventually there's going to be some ones that are going to be for sale and those are going to be the best ones. Can World Peace says, is this live? No, this is not live. This is recorded. It's a joke. I'm saying this live, right? It's alive. Come on. Marcus says, shout out to Zach and Rick. Why does everyone give me a K in my last name, my first name now?
Oh, whatever.
Whatever. Shout out to Zach and Rick.
It's Rick spelled with a CK. They assume I would have named you with a CK.
No.
But your mother decided to change
that
up.
She's smart. Zach and Rick, I made $65,000 in my first deal yesterday. I'll be posting it in the Facebook group. Shout out.
Awesome,
Marcus right there. And I love to see it. So people are motivated by that. So I love to see it. So let's do some one-on-ones, guys. If you want to talk to us one-on-one and actually go out here and learn wholesaling real estate for free, go to free real estate wholesaling mastermind, Wholesaling Houses for Real. That's our Facebook group where you can learn wholesaling real estate and ask your questions and everything like that. Let me put the link in the comments for everybody. And let's do it. So how do you hop on? You go here, Wholesaling Houses for Real. Click right. Oh, this is our announcement video. Pretty cool. But right here, you just go here. You click the streamer link and you'll be able to talk to us one-on-one. So first here, we got, who we got here? Yo.
Can you hear him?
You're muted, bro.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
There we go. He gotcha.
How are you, man?
Pretty good. Been doing a couple of grinds, you know. Took a couple of days off at work so I can focus on cold calling and things like that. So
beautiful, man.
Been tough. I appreciate you guys a lot. Just wanted to say, you know, you guys have been helping me out. It's incredible that you guys are doing this for free. So I just wanted to take the time to appreciate that. So I just had a few questions that I've been having troubles with while I've been doing these calls and everything. I've been leaving a bunch of voicemails because I've been really concentrated on your cold calling videos. And I just was wondering, usually when you guys leave voicemails, or Zach, usually when you leave voicemails, you usually say, you just leave your first and last name and just say, give a call back as soon as you can. Should I also do that same thing, or should I leave a slight message for like the property that I'm interested in?
So I do my voicemail. It seems like I'm doing it like off the cuff. It's just random what I'm doing. And that voicemail took me about 4 years to master. Okay. And it seems stupid simple, but I mastered it. You know why? I found statistically after thousands and thousands of calls, when you say, hey, this is Zach, just give me a call back, you're more likely to call that person back versus, hey, this is Zach with Zach Home Solutions. I'm calling you about your property, 123 Main Street. Whatever way you say it, you always sound like a salesman and you get less calls back. And when I get more calls back, I tend to get more deals. And that is why I do that.
Okay. Awesome. I just had two more quick questions. I have at least like three or four properties where I've tried looking them up and finding, and some of these are driving for dollar deals. I can't find the owner anywhere. I've tried skip tracing. I tried True People Search. I've tried, just like going up to the property, but it's vacant. So I can't really, there's nothing I can do. I tried asking the neighbors.
What'd the neighbors say?
The neighbor said that no one's lived there for a very long time, so they think the person might be deceased. But when I tried pulling the probate on the website, it won't let me access the actual, like, it doesn't have the information on the actual person.
All right, so it could be examples. So what city is this in?
This is in Triangle, Virginia.
Okay, so there is a person on record, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so have you looked up this person? There's no obituaries, nothing like that, right?
No.
And True People Search has nothing?
No. The only thing I have is on PropStream. And it has the seller, the buyer's name. But when I tried to True People Search the buyer, and I call that number, it kind of literally just, all the numbers don't work except for one. And it's literally like a hang up.
But the buyer should be the person that owns the property currently right now, right?
Yes.
How long have they owned it for?
I'd say a couple of years, more than seven.
Okay. So most likely this person, I mean, they could be dead or alive, who knows? Here's a quick secret. There's one really big way to figure out if someone's taking care of the property. There's two ways, actually. Is the grass really tall?
Yes.
It is. Okay. So someone's probably not mowing it. Here's another secret. The tax bill, has it been paid? Or is it behind like 2 or 3 years?
Not that I haven't even looked that
up. Look at that. If the tax bill last November got paid, somebody's at least doing something to it. If the tax bill did not get paid, that means someone probably died and no one's taking care of it. The tax bill is the secret one. Because that's one, some people want to pretend like, you know, I'm a ghost. No one owns this. But if the tax bill doesn't get paid, that property is going up to auction. Okay. They're going to put lien, start going crazy. And most people, when they try to go ghost on a property, they have to pay the tax bill. So that's the secret. So you could call the tax collector, whatever for your county, what it is for the properties, and ask them. And if the property has been, the tax bill has been paid, that means somebody's at least taking care of the property, putting eyes on it. This is our secret. Number one, did you put a sticky note on the property?
I did not. I was going to do that, but I felt like, if no one's
sticking note on the house, screw that. You're gonna have to get someone. So someone's probably driving by and looking at least once or twice a year, that house. Get just a white piece of paper, write urgent, please call me. I know it's crazy, but write urgent, please call me. Slap that on the door. If somebody drives by that house, you know, the actual person sees it, they'll go call. I promise you. A sticky note, someone may be like, it might fly off. The reason why I'm saying that is that property's probably not going to get touched for maybe 6-7 months. So okay. It's got good wind, hail, water, something like that. You'll definitely get somebody's attention. And hey, you got to risk it for the biscuit, right?
Yeah. So let me give you three quick ideas because I'm used to these properties. The first one, don't hold me accountable, but I don't own this company. Go by the post office, get one of their urgent like packages. They leave them out there for everyone. If you're intense to use it, that's fine. Don't grab 50.
Or
of them.
You can ask to buy it, you know, or you don't have to.
Grab one, put your urgent letter there and put it on the door. It's like a FedEx effect. People are like, oh my God, that's important. And they're going to make sure it gets in the right hands.
Maybe not the US. We can't say it live. Don't,
you,
do
can't,
it
you can't do FedEx because they guard it all. I'm just saying, this is why this company loses
$6
billion a year.
Ask them if you can take the urgent one.
You can take it, prepare it, and come back with it. But if you forget to come back, that's fine.
Maybe put a list.
Or you can buy them. I'm just saying, if you want to get it done right away. Number two, just go get a regular white bandit sign, buy it from Home Depot, and stick it in the yard and just say, you know, property for sale, and put your phone number on there. I promise you, someone's going to reach out to you. Now, it might be the neighbors. Just bear with it.
Well, I want to put for sale, but I would say we buy houses cash on it.
There you go. And put your phone number. The whole point is to get it's like going for no, getting a counter, getting that person that drives by, takes care of the lawn, like, and here's what you get. Who do you think you are putting this sign in there? And once I have them on the phone, I take it from there. I go, man, did my sign guy stick a sign in there? I apologize. But why I have you on the phone, start going and qualifying them.
You'd be surprised it works.
The last one, which is the simplest one, the most often overlooked, just mail them a letter. Put on a regular stamp.
What's the mailing address of that property? Is it the same as the property address?
No, it's a different one. I think they're in like Florida or something like that.
Okay, the person's...
So I would mail, worst case scenario, if they're not picking up the mail and they're forwarding the address, then you'll get it back returned.
Screw that. Send a letter. If the mailing address... Send a letter.
You got it like a... Yeah. There's a reason this property's sitting for. Most investors give up after the first attempt. So if you're resourceful as a wholesaler, you just kind of keep at it. There is a problem with that property. I have no idea what it is. I'm not going to spend every waking moment I do, but like sending a letter, sticking a sign on the door, doing a sticky note. Like occasionally, you're not supposed to do this, but don't check. Open the mailbox and see if they have a vacant sticker in there.
I agree.
You need to find out who's picking up the mail. Is it being forwarded or is somebody picking it up?
First of all, just send a letter first. Let's do that first.
Okay. No problem. Right. Yes.
Perfect, man.
Thank you guys a lot.
All right.
Okay, man.
Keep it up. Boom.
I could do an entire show on strategies, how to chase down like missing sellers, because I've got 20 years plus experience doing it.
If there's a mailing address out of state, that's the solution. That's easy. All right. That's fine. All right. Next here, we got Aaron.
Other trick is you can do certified mail and make them sign for it and see who signs.
It's true. Aaron, what's up?
What's up, man? How are y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I appreciate you asking. But I just have so I actually got some more information on the probate records, and I just come across a problem because the records that I have didn't have like a citation number or the date of birth, and I would need that information to get the PR's address. Do you know what any way to go around that? Because I've tried to call the probate clerk today, and they weren't picking up. I left them a voicemail. It's been about the fourth day; they haven't got back to me. So I was just reaching out to see if there was any way around that.
Wait, say it again. I missed it. What is the exact problem?
Probate info is not, he's not getting all the probate info on it.
Okay.
Right.
Aaron, how many counties are you working with?
So I'm only working with one county as of now.
Okay. That's a good idea. Cause it's so the reality is, did you wind up ever going in person there, or are you doing it all over the phone?
Yeah. So I got the information over email. And then when I called again, they told me that, they asked me if I came in person. I told them I have not, that she was just nice enough to send me the information about coming in person.
That's pretty good.
And then she told me she said, oh, okay. And then she connected me to her manager and voicemail. And then that was that. I called back 2 days in a row, and I called back before you guys were live as well. And I've just been stuck because they haven't reached back out to me.
Well, are you doing this virtually or locally?
I'm doing it virtually and locally, so it's just a mixture of both. Yeah, whatever
you're just gonna have to be persistent and not go away and just be like super nice. So you got a great attitude, and you got to use that as an asset. Just remember, they're just employees; they're just trying to survive and take care of their families. So a lot of us want to get frustrated and take it on these government employees, and you're not thinking about it the right way. So you're just going to have to be patiently persistent and just keep trying to close the noose and let her try one way. And that doesn't work. Just go, okay, we tried that. What's next? Because the reality is, if you're like a lawyer, they give you all this information carte blanche. And honestly, I've established relationships with title companies to get access to this information, but I had to pay, or I had to promise them a deal and partner up with them. So you just, this is kind of an earned list, in my opinion, patient persistence, and just keep going. So she says she's going to call you back next Tuesday. Don't call her Thursday, Friday, and Monday. Give her till Tuesday and then just follow up. Guys, we're in a world where like follow-up's a whole different world now. You actually have to hold people accountable. But like whenever it's a government employee, just be nice and patiently persistent, because you can't force them to give you the list. As much as you and me want to do it and do it Tony Soprano style, you can't. You just have to play within the rules, the combines. And here's the reality, Aaron. Not everyone's going to comply. It's just the truth. But here's the funny part is the employee there is there today. In 2 or 3 months, they're probably moved to another position. And now you have more intel, and now you know better questions to ask. So just keep being patiently persistent, and that's all you can do.
Okay, because I was having a problem as well with getting like code violations in other counties. Because I've reached out to other counties on the code violation. Yeah. And I got it one time about like a year ago, and I got no luck out of it. I actually had another investor beat me to he actually outbid me, apparently, but apparently he never moved on, did what he said he was going to do.
Shocking.
And now they're telling me that they're having my county's having a system update. And like, I've been contacting them for about 5 months persistent now, like for like a long, long time. And they're just giving me the same information that they say they can't share the information due to a system ongoing, like upgrade. They're saying that like everything. So I've asked them. So I was like, so you're telling me that I won't have access to any of these records because you guys are having an update. I'm like, at the end of the day, you guys would have to keep this information down, because I mean, you're telling me that I wouldn't be able to like not have to do anything with my grass, or not, I could just break the laws and get away with it. And so I kind of hit them with that, but I'm still not getting anywhere with it. They're still like sending me this email telling me that they're going on this like system update.
Talk to the city attorney and have you talked to a manager there? Like the person, that head honcho there?
Yes, sir. I talked to a lawyer there, and I emailed
him. The legit clerk of court, like the person that's in charge of it.
Yes, I have.
You have? What county?
For DeKalb County. I talked to the clerk of the court. She sent me it one time about a year ago, and then she stopped sending it to me. I haven't had any luck since then.
Bernadette County?
DeKalb County.
Oh, DeKalb. County. Okay.
You still there?
I think he's
on here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you are. So you talked to the clerk, right?
Yes. I emailed and talked
to her. You talked to Deborah Dareberry, right?
Yep.
And so when's the last – why don't you meet with her again and then ask her – what did Deborah tell you when you asked why is the system update happening and why you can't get it?
Yeah, so she basically just told me that they can't share the information due to the system update. And I kept emailing them. She gave me email to email, like another clerk that was ahead that I've already talked to from the get-go, from begin with, like what you just said. And so I've just been emailing the same person that originally sent it to me, and I still haven't got anywhere. She keeps giving me the same thing, saying that there's a system ongoing update that unfortunately she can't share the information. And I was wondering, like,
when did she say that?
She told me that for like about 4 months in a row. And so I just gave up on it. So it's been about like a month since I reached out to them, but I reached out to them persistently for about 4 to 5 months.
Did they ever give you when they thought the update would be done?
No, sir. I've emailed them and they haven't got back to me. And that's why I gave up, because I mean, I've contacted them for about 4 months and I was like, wow, this update must be like a year long update or something. And so I just kind of like was focused on something else.
Well, Aaron, the good news is, if it's this tough to get, it's actually exciting.
Well, why don't you just do the, you go ahead.
The reality is you have to decide if they're giving you a BS excuse or it's legit, right?
Right.
I can get like 3 months, but like after five, so let me ask you, how do the regular employees function if they can't get access to the system?
Right.
It's absolutely insane to think that. So what you got to do is, when you talk to them the first time, just say, how long do you think it'll be? We should have it done within 60 days. So the idea is you got to like put it, you got to put a noose around someone and you got to let them kind of choke themselves out.
Did you do the dockets?
What do you mean by dockets? I just requested all.
You know what a docket is?
Yeah, like a docket as in.
Did you request the dockets for all the court records? So all the court cases happening?
I just opened record requests of all.
So Aaron, you got to do that.
Okay.
A docket's going to be a schedule of all the court cases that are being seen today. That'll tell you, and then you'll get the info for liens, probates, all those things. So request the full court docket instead. They have to have a schedule. Who's coming in courtroom 4 and what is the case going to be?
Yeah, they got to know the schedule.
You have to tell the people out. So ask for that, okay?
As far as the code violations, you got to say, when do you expect it to be done and then start holding them accountable? I give them one free lie. Then the second one, I start going, well, listen, you told me 3 months ago, what is the truth here? Because you got to understand that Deborah, she's sworn to an oath to tell the truth and she has to stick to it. So start making them accountable. If they keep lying to you, just keep working yourself up the chain. That's all you can do. Patient persistence. I know it's not ideal, but if you want to get it, you just keep, don't give up. That's the worst thing you want to do. But remember, you're talking about like a 10-minute investment of your time, not like 10 hours.
So go after it, try the dockets, and that's what we think.
Okay, that's all that I got. I appreciate it. I'll definitely let you guys.
Okay, you got it, man.
Keep it up.
Just don't quit.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it, Zach and Rick. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. I'm telling you guys, this is the best time ever to get into wholesaling.
Best.
So if you want to go out here and start doing it, guys, go to freelancing.com. And remember, if you got any value from this video, hit that like button, subscribe, and see you guys soon.
See you guys.
So Zach Ginn.
Rick Ginn signing out.
Have a blessed one. See you guys.